In our area, we are very lucky to have a talented group of instructors and people that operate the Taconic Learning Center, which is a lifelong learning center, really, for people here in the northwest corner and the immediate tri-state region. They're a nonprofit membership organization, and they really have courses year to year, depending on each year, that really cover an unbelievable wide range of different courses or different ways for you to learn and keep learning. With us right now, we have program director and one of those instructors, Larry Rand, with us. Larry, nice to have you along with us today.
Great to be with you, Marshall.
You know, it really is pretty interesting when you take a look at the Taconic Learning Center and you take a look at the courses that are offered. It is absolutely amazing. You have courses on mistaken identity, Irving Berlin, Civil War as a moral and theological crisis. I'm just going down some of the lists here. The Roberts Court, reviewing 2016-2017, play reading, money and evolution, and more. Now, what course do you teach?
Actually, in the fall, I teach two courses, and I have now for, I think, the past 10 years, I've done this course on the Roberts Court, and I review the past year's term, and then I also do a course on documentary films, and that was actually recommended to me as a possible course area by the late Hal Faber, who was for 50 years a reporter for the New York Times. And so I started that reviewing the American presidents, selected American presidents, and it's gone on and on and on and been very popular. And this year I'm dealing with marginalized groups in the United States.
You know, I look at not only the course offerings, but I remember when it started how you were in one location. You are now in the School of the Library, the Learning Center at Noble Horizons, Gear Village in North Canaan as well. So you're spread out so people can really get a lot easier access to you.
Well, it's true, and we're fortunate enough to have quite a few new members from Millerton and some from Sheffield, Massachusetts, and, of course, a lot from Lakeville and Salisbury, and we have a few come up from Kent. So we're trying to get further widespread by word of mouth. It's one of the most exciting things I've ever done. I taught for 40 years at Kent School, and you know, this has just been a joy, really.
Well, I know that that the Taconic Learning Center started somewhere around 89 or 1990, and I'm pretty sure the only place before that where you could take courses like this, and there weren't this many, I'm pretty sure it was at Northwestern Connecticut Community College in Winsted.
I'm not entirely sure what else there was. I do know that I didn't at the time, but I do know that TLC did begin in, I think, 1989.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing the way it's grown when you look at it right now. And I'm almost positive that Northwest Community College, Winsted, or else in Torrington at the UConn branch, were the only place you could do things like this. And I'm not sure at the time, because what I think what's interesting about this, to become a member and to register, to it's not an expensive proposition.
Well, we like to have people contribute. We don't require it. We simply ask them to become members, and they can give whatever they want. It could be $5. It could be $100. I mean, the typical donation is $60, and the only thing that we use that for basically is to contribute to the venues that we use. And right now, the main venues are Noble Horizons and Gear.
And what's interesting about this is the classes, by the way, for you folks, it's not like you're going to have to go to a million classes. They're roughly once a week, and they last, about an hour to 2 hours each class?
They're 2 hours, and each class has a coffee break. And there's a wonderful combination of learning and social gathering. It's just a great group of people, and it's a very harmonious mood throughout.
Another thing that I like about this, by the way, we're speaking with Larry Rand, the Taconic Learning Center, their courses coming up. What's great about it is this isn't the type of thing where you take a test. It's more to keep your mind active and to keep you involved.
Absolutely. It's strictly for stimulation of the mind, and also there's a bit of social gathering there, too. Yep, no, instructors are not allowed to give tests, none of that. And as a matter of fact, we try very hard to make sure that our courses are structured so that a person can come into any class. They don't have to be going to all the classes. They can come into any class, and that class will stand on its own.
Well, and now, how long have you been been teaching this now, been an instructor?
Well, I've been an instructor for 12 years. This is my 12th year.
Now, have you seen a difference in the type of people that come over those 12 years?
Actually, in the classes that I've taught for 12 years, I've had a very steady class membership. We do have some younger members coming in, and that, of course, is terrific. But we have a very faithful group that has been with us for a long time.
Well, once again, these courses take place in the fall, September through December, in the winter, January through March, and in the spring, April and May. If you want to join or become a member or contact them, 860-364-9363, 860-364-9363, or you can really get a lot of information on the web, taconiclearningcenter.org, taconiclearningcenter.org. So you're looking forward to your class coming up this fall then?
Absolutely. Actually, I've started both classes, and we're off to a running start.
Well, with the Supreme Court, I imagine you would be.
Well, as Adam Liptak said in the New York Times this year, this could be a blockbuster year, the coming term, which opens today, by the way. Last year was a bit of a calm before the storm. Now that you have a full court with Gorsuch on it, we're going to get some really split decisions, I know that.
All right. Well, Larry, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Marshall.